crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kusinek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. I got Marie Michelle with me. What's up, Marie?
I'm back.
She's back.
Oh, I've had so much bad luck this week.
Yeah, it's been quite, yeah. Why? Tell me all about it.
Well, first of all, I got scammed by those IRS people. Everyone seems to know about the IRS scammers. Yeah. Everyone knew about it but me.
Well, the IRS did make a statement about it, actually.
Well, no one, I didn't see it.
I don't know where I saw it either, or why.
You've
been scammed.
So I don't know what to do about that, really. I actually told my psychiatrist about it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, you know. I can't really say what he said on the air. I mean, he really said to me, "You're effed." You know, but didn't say effed. He really said,
yeah,
the word, the blankety word, you know. "You're effed." I'm like, "You're effed?" I go, you know, this is my psychiatrist. I go, "Larry,
yeah.
I'm coming to you with my anxiety, and you tell me I'm effed?" And then
There's no help for you, Brian. You're
and then
he effed.
Goes,
and you're like, "Is this the end of our therapy? Are we done?"
Yeah, he
forever?
Gave up. Yeah, because then he goes, "I don't know what else to tell you." I don't know. I can't. You know
he's
what?
He stumped a psychiatrist.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I can't write them better than this. I mean, that's what he said. I couldn't believe it. You're effed. Your when your psychiatrist tells you you're
effed. You are effed.
I don't think I'm effed, though. They got the last four of my social security number, these scammers. I don't think they can do anything with that, can they?
No. And it's not like you have money. What are they going to take? What can anybody take
from you? I don't have any credit cards. I just use my debit card. So, you know, I don't know. And then
just don't think that the IRS will ever call you up.
Yeah, I guess they'll never call you on the phone. So I feel really stupid about it. So everyone beware. People call
I've
and saying that they say they're
so.
The IRS and they're taking you to court, you owe money, and I just, you know, it was early in the morning. I just woke up. You know, I'm like, IRS.
That.
I thought, you know, it's them. I better give them the last four on my social.
Oh, yeah.
And I said
IRS and you just.
And I thought, like you said, they can't do anything with the last four, can they? I don't know.
No.
What am I going to do?
And they won't anyway. The IRS.
Right.
They won't call you. So that was fun.
Yeah, and then I get in my car yesterday. I had to go to some meeting, and my windshield's cracked.
My Challenger.
I don't know how, you know.
It could have been a pebble.
It looks like it started from a little chip in the corner. Like, that must have been like some ice hit it or something. But no, I got like a 12-inch crack from that corner up to the side.
You get that checked out.
They're coming Monday to fix it. But because my insurance is so damn high, and it's not, my insurance is wicked high.
There is a reason for that.
No, I've never been in a major accident. It's all really small, stupid stuff.
I know, I'm usually the only
And now I'm driving like a granny because I'm, you know, I have a pretty decent car, so I don't want anything
like
to happen.
Lady.
And so I have the lowest insurance possible. I possibly am not covered for the glass. I don't know.
Everyone is.
They're coming Monday, nevertheless. There's an appointment made. And, what was the other thing?
So your baby. Your baby was hurt.
Oh, and then last night, you know, I'm like telling Schmel about it on Facebook late last night.
You should make Schmel your psychiatrist.
I went in the kitchen for something and came back and went to, you know, grab my laptop like everyone does, you know. And
what'd you do?
I guess I pressed too hard with my thumb. The whole screen shattered where I grabbed it with my thumb. Yeah, like I pressed it and it...
Well, I know if I was in the house, it would have been my fault, so I'm glad I was...
I think I need a new laptop now.
Probably. Oh, good. I know. Okay, good. Your birthday's coming up.
That would be perfect. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, I was talking
to... So you've had no internet for the last 14 hours?
No, I have my phone.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to Philippe Marcade from the Senders. They have some big show coming up. I'll look at the details and give you more of that. I got to wet my lips, drink something.
You're going to say something else, okay?
Why don't we just play a Senders block?
Yeah, you know? Sounds good.
I'll tell you about a great punk show coming up down there. There's a few of them, I guess. I'm going to go down there with Callie, I think.
Another one I miss. Maybe next trip you guys can include me.
I think there's like three shows we're going to down there.
No girls allowed.
I'll check it out. Senders, MFO. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636. It's a crash course for the ravers. Yes, lots of people commenting on my cartoonish life on Facebook.
Really is.
Yeah, it really is.
On and off Facebook.
On
it. We'll just see
and
what
on,
you get.
And on and off the air, yeah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, we're talking about... I have a crash course page on Facebook, and... there's a Brian Young page, too, and I think I... put on all of it, my sad sack stuff going on in my life. And everyone's commenting on it.
It's a place to go.
Very nice. Very nice. Ah, here's a call right here. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Well, I was wanting to hear from Iggy.
Iggy Pop?
Well, that's only Iggy, I know.
Oh, yeah, me too. Okay, you know what? I was going to play Cal's band because I mentioned him. So
okay.
We'll do that first. Well, I'll put some Iggy Pop in there. How are you doing?
Alive.
You're alive? Yeah. Winters.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Winters suck. We know.
Yeah.
Hang in there. We'll try and cheer you up. Okay, Rosie?
Okay, right on. Thanks, you guys.
Okay,
thanks
talk to you later.
In.
Bye.
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 Yeah, we're just playing the Senders. They're a great band, and I've been chatting with Phil Marcade on Facebook, Philippe Marcade. He's very, you know, he's a personable guy. You can talk to him. He's easy to approach. So he'll be calling sometime in the coming weeks. He's sending me an advanced copy of his book. The show is May Day 2nd, and it's a release of his book. The book is... Punk Avenue by Philippe Marcade. If you don't know him, well, I hope you'll just... If you just heard,
good.
Yeah, those three last songs are by him. This band, at one point, Johnny Thunders toured with them. I don't
that's
know.
That's how you find them. Connection to...
Well, that's how
Johnny
I found
Thunders.
The Senders, actually,
yeah.
Because I'm a very big Johnny Thunders fan, and I saw him playing with them on YouTube. I'm like, who are these guys? You know? So, they've been a big part of the show ever since. I mean, that was probably, you know, 8 years ago or something. So now I'm talking to the guy, and we'll go check out his show. It's May Day 2nd down in New York City. Punk All-Stars featuring Phil Marcade from the Senders with the Rousers and Friends, Steve Shevlin, Barry Ryan, Danny Ray, J.F. Virgil, plus Lenny K., The Waldos featuring Walter Lohr from the Heartbreakers, Johnny Thunders Heartbreakers, of course. Lynn Vaughn, Daddy Long Legs, Conversation with Phil Marcade and Legs McNeil. and the official New York City book launch of Punk Avenue, Inside the New York City Underground, 1972 to 1982, by Phil Marquette. Plus, very special guests, so we'll be adding people. I wouldn't doubt if, like, you know, Mickey Lee was there. You know, I saw him at some show I went down with Cal to before, you know. Rosie just said, I love Sunders, and Schmel's got to work tonight. Oh, I was hoping Schmel would drop in. He said he might. That would be funny.
It would.
I love Schmel. So I'll have to look up some Iggy Pop for our darling Rosie. In the meantime, though, like I said, there's some great shows going on. New York City isn't that far away, you know?
No, it's a car ride.
Cal and I drive down and back, yeah. We don't even stay anywhere. No. As long as you don't get too messed up, you know, which we don't at all. We get high from the music. It's so great, you know?
Yeah.
Meeting these people. Everyone's like, you know, how you doing? And it's nutty.
You two are becoming part of the scene there.
We kind of are.
I think Cal already was, kind of.
Cal.
Yeah.
Cal will tell you he is, but yeah, he is probably becoming part, yeah. And I think he's kind of dragging me into it with him, because we're like, now those people know who we are, you know? It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
It's really cool. And in honor of that, let's play Cal's band. Now, I know some of these songs have been messed up. I actually found an old cassette of Cal's band, Jet Set. I should look in those cassette. We actually, everyone knows about our vinyl collection, but there's also a couple hundred
cassettes, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe 500, something like that.
No, there's a bunch,
somewhere
though.
Somewhere around there.
So, I just picked out a Jet Set one, which is pretty funny. And we do have two cassette players, but you know what? I don't even know if they're hooked up now. They were when I first started here. I don't... So, this one says, the cassette says the nuke is on. This one on Rivendell says the nuke is on.
Okay, so yeah.
But I've found these have been labeled before. Cal always goes, that's not that.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one. So, Cal, if you're listening, we'll change the title if it's not the nuke is on. But we know it's Jet Set.
Okay.
On MFO. Hey, you got a comment, reply, you want to talk about? I already said about, like, all the bad crap that happened to me this week. If you want to read about it, it's on Facebook. We can talk more on that if you want. If you just want to request your favorite stuff like Rosie did, 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. That's Marie. It's a Crash Course for the Ravers. MFO.
Could I request a song?
Yes. What would you like to hear? What would you like to request?
I'd like to request the song "The Ballad of Ira Hayes."
By whom?
I don't know who sung the song originally. There may have been two or three versions of it.
Okay. What type of song is it? I've heard of it. I forget, though. Is it like a folky or what?
The Ballad of Ira Hayes.
Could it be Johnny Cash? Is it Johnny Cash? Hold on, Marie. Is it Johnny Cash, sir?
You may be on that line, but I can't remember exactly who it was.
Okay, Marie, can
How about Peter LaFarge? Does that ring any bells?
Peter LaFarge?
Do you know who Ira Hayes was?
No, I had a Google
I know
this.
The name. I've heard, maybe I've heard that song. Remind me.
Well, Tony Curtis made a movie about Ira Hayes. It was called The Outsider.
Right.
Do you know who Ira Hayes is now?
No.
Not really, but was he a character in that?
No, he was one of the Marines who raised the flag on Iwo Jima.
Oh, okay.
And they made a movie about him, and they also made a song about him, The Ballad of Ira Hayes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he was one of those guys, like, on the monument, the statue.
No.
Yes, he
is.
Exactly,
he is? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy's raising the flag.
Okay.
The Ballad of Ira Hayes. Okay, well, look that up. What's your name?
What's that?
What's your name?
Roy from Malden.
Roy. Okay, well, check it out, all right, man?
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. WMFO.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Indians, a proud and noble band. They farm the Phoenix Valley down in Arizona land. Down the ditches for 10,000 years, the sparkling waters rushed. And the white man stole the water rights and the running waters hushed. Now Irish folks go hungry, their farms grow crops and weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Called him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. They battled up Iwo Jima, held 250 men, and only 27 lived to walk back down again. When that fight was over, when old glory raised, among the men that held her high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Called him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, the Marine that went to war. He came back a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wine and speech and honored, everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian, no money, home, or chance. Nobody cared what Ira done, just when the Indians danced.
You know, Ira started drinking hard, and jail was off his home. Oh, they let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. And he died drunk early one morning, all alone in this land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonesome ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes.
Called him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, the Marine went to war.
Well, you can call him drunken Ira Hayes, whose land is still dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty inside the ditch where Ira died.
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I have heard that song before. I know that story anyways, the drunken Indian, yeah.
That was the first time. It's quite a story. It is a story.
Don't call me and start going, hey, what's this drunken Indian stuff? You know what? I'm part Indian. Well, I was told my whole life I'm an eighth now. Ancestry.com says I'm Scandinavian, so who knows? That was actually Dudley Connell and Don Rigsby, The Ballad of Ira Hayes, by request. He didn't even know who did it, so that fulfills that request, I guess.
Now I want to hear Johnny Cash's version. I will say
did he
that.
Did he indeed do it at one time?
Yeah, that's
okay. That's how I know probably know it, right?
We didn't. Have
I have heard Johnny do that. That's how I know that story. That's it.
That's
definitely.
It.
That's it. Enough of that. Going out to who? Who is that? Roy?
Roy
and Malden?
That's it. That's all we got.
Okay. What was I going to do next? Was it the... oh, yeah.
What were you going to do? Oh,
we got a request for Heart Full of Soul by Glider. We don't have Heart Full of Soul by Glider. Thank you very much. It's Cal Cali's band. Glider's going to be in, though, in a few weeks.
Yeah, I see. The 23rd, May.
Can you look the date up for sure? We can't just go throwing any old date out there. We're not like the fake news.
We will.
91.5.
I don't see it here. I don't know if you guys made a page.
It's a few weeks from now. We'll announce it later, but Glider will be coming on later. I don't have their cover of Heart Full of Soul, but many people have covered it. And who asked for that, by the way? Was it Michelle? Michelle Cole, I think. Ba-da-da-da.
My fingers can't.
Marie's fingers won't do the walking as I do the talking.
It's Judy McFace.
Judy McFace. McFace. Okay, this goes out to Judy McFace. I'm giving you a whole block of totally... You're not going to go, not this song again, because each one is so different. It's going to be great. Is somebody out in the hall?
The phone is ringing.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Just tell me. You don't need a point. That's okay. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian, you have to tell me all that bad stuff didn't happen on St. Patrick's Day.
What, the scam call?
Yeah.
Well, my window breaking was, I found that yesterday morning. It was St. Patrick's Day. And it was early morning, late last night when I picked up my laptop and my thumb almost went through it.
And Larry was the day before.
And the whole scam thing happened on Thursday. And my psychiatrist saying I'm effed. What?
I had them call me like 12 times, and I just, you know.
I didn't know anything about it. You know, I usually...
And it's like, no one you can call to report that stuff, or is there? I don't know.
I usually hang up on these people, but right away it was the IRS, and I owe money, and I was like, oh, that's probable.
Yeah.
You know, get scared. That's possible. Yeah. I didn't think scam at all. I was trying to wake up.
Yeah, but they leave you a number to call back. Is that...
They only got four...
I just kind of shined it on.
They only got four of my digits. Do you think that... They can't do anything with that, can they?
No.
I would hope not.
Did you ever call them back, Mary? Did you know right away?
Oh, no, I never called them back.
You knew right away?
Oh, no, I said, I, if the IRS wants money from me, they're not going to call me up.
I'm not going to call them.
Yeah, right. Apparently, I'm just... Apparently, everyone's smarter than me now. I didn't know, Mary.
But you just woke up.
Right. What, can we do anything for you today, Mary? Do you have a request?
About some Allman Brothers.
A little almonds, huh?
Sounds good, actually.
It usually doesn't... I have been leaning towards punk for a while now, but we'll throw some almonds in the mix. I mean, of course I'm an almonds fan. All right?
Statesboro Blues, a Soul Shine...
You want to hear Soul Shine? Or Statesboro Blue? Okay, we'll think about it. I'm going to do a big block of Heart Full of Soul by four different artists. How does that sound? And then I'll do an Allman Brothers song.
Sounds like a winner.
All right. Thanks for listening, Mary. We love you.
All right.
We do.
Love y'all.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Take care, bye.
Bye. Hey, we had the Kens on a couple of weeks ago. And, they also had a band back in the day called Africa Core. They actually covered Heart Full of Soul.
Okay. So that's what you can do, four different versions?
Four different versions.
Okay.
It's a short song. Africa Core is only a minute 52 seconds.
Okay.
Heart Full of Soul. That should be interesting. Kenny Hyland singing, I believe. All right. Check it out. 91.5 WMFO. If you, I see the phone. Somebody's trying to call. Call and I'll answer in between songs, all right? 855-915-9636.
1, 2, 3, 4. despair, thinking one thought only, where is she, tell me where, and if she says to you, she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her of my plea, and I know.
I would never make I'm not a heartful soul.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's Brian Young and a crash course for the Ravers. That's Marie Michelle. And we're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Big block of heart full of soul there. Going out to Judy McFace. What happened to my list? Anyways, I know it. I'll have to look up my list in a second. Somehow I took it off of here. What was there? We just heard Yardbirds, who I believe were the original, right?
The original?
Who originally did Heart Full of Soul. If somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, at 855-915-9636. For that was Chris Isaac. And we had Rush, sounding so clean and precise, doing Heart Full of Soul, which sounded very funny compared to right before that, Boston's Africa Core.
I dug that one.
Africa Core? Yeah, it was cool. I wish the recording was better, you know? You can't really say that, wow, that was a piece of crap. It was a crappy recording. I know that would have been really nice to hear live. Yeah,
it would have. Yeah. You get a little piece of it.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Somebody probably, like, recorded that on here from a cassette.
Probably bootleg tape, yeah.
Got a lot of people commenting on Facebook on the Crash Course for the Ravers page and my own Brian Young page. Ryan Bradley, old school, high school buddy of mine, is commenting.
I don't remember the people I went to high school with.
I remember the cool ones. Ryan was really cool. He was requesting Orangutan. It's an old Boston band. But I remember they had a funny spelling. Like, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it like it, if it was pronounced Orangutan. It's a name like that. That was an old Boston band. But we'll look it up, Ryan, once we get the right spelling.
No, it's.
What's that?
I think he spelled it right.
Did he? Yeah. All right. Well, I have to type it in. All right. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Orangutan's a long word to type.
Yeah. And I'm doing all kinds of other things. I just did that Heart Full of Soul block. The original request why I did that Heart Full of Soul block was they wanted Heart Full of Soul by Glider. And I was like, wow, I don't have that cover. But yeah, a lot of people cover it. So I went ahead and did it. But while I...
Rock block
when
idea.
I did look and I did... When I typed in Glider... I have, there are at least four songs we have with the word glider in it.
And I can't even think of one off the top of my
head. And a couple of these bands aren't bad at all. Well, first I got to play Mary Statesboro Blues. So we'll do that and I'll get back to this.
Okay.
And we'll look up orangutan.
And then we'll figure out how to spell orangutan.
Boston's orangutan. Well, I think it's. I thought it was spelled differently than the animal orangutan. This is actually almost.